Japanese Head Start Program, Module 3, Directions, Part 4, Fluency Drills, Side 2. Drill 5. The next step is to understand the answers to your questions. In this exercise, you will learn to understand some of the possible answers. One of the simplest answers to your question would be straight ahead. The Japanese for it's straight ahead here is
ここまっすぐです。
Listen.
ここまっすぐです。ここまっすぐです。
Now ask which way it is to the Sano Hotel. You will then hear the correct Japanese.
Sano Hotel どちらですか?
Next, you will hear the answer. During the pause that follows, give the English equivalent.
ここまっすぐです。
It's straight ahead here. It's straight ahead there is
そこまっすぐです。
Listen.
そこまっすぐです。そこまっすぐです。
Now ask which way it is to the Daimaru department store. You will then hear the correct Japanese.
大丸デパートどちらですか?
Next you will hear the answer. During the pause that follows, give the English equivalent.
そこまっすぐです。
It's straight ahead there. You have just asked someone the way to the subway station. When you hear the answer, give the English equivalent.
ここまっすぐです。
It's straight ahead here. You have just asked someone how to get to the Skylark restaurant. After hearing the answer, give the English equivalent.
そこまっすぐです。
It's straight ahead there. Before you practice the next four possible answers, let's recall the three questions you can use to ask where a place is. A.
トイレどこですか?
Where is the toilet? B.
トイレどちらですか?
Which way is the toilet? C.
トイレどこにありますか?
Where is there a toilet? You will notice that the first two questions use the word
です
is, and that the third question uses the words
にあります.
There is one.It is quite possible that the person answering the question will use
です
in the answer when you used
にあります
in the question or
にあります
to reply to your
です
question. In the next three exercises, either
です
or
にあります
can and will be used in the answers. Drill 6. Perhaps the person you ask will point and say
そこです
which means it's there. Listen.
そこです。そこです。
Now ask where the telephone is. You will then hear the correct Japanese.
電話どこですか?
Next you will hear the answer. During the pause that follows, give the English equivalent.
そこです。
It's there. Or the answer might have been,
そこにあります。
Meaning, there's one there. Listen.
そこにあります。そこにあります。
Now ask where the subway station is. You will now hear the correct Japanese.
地下鉄の駅どこですか?
Next you will hear an answer. During the pause that follows,Give the English equivalent.
そこにあります。
There is one there. If the place you are asking about is farther away, the answer will be
あそこです。
It's over there. Listen.
あそこです。あそこです。
Or the answer might be
あそこにあります。
There's one over there. Listen.
あそこにあります。あそこにあります。
Now you will hear some answers. During the pause that follows each, give the English equivalent.
あそこにあります。
There's one over there.
そこです。
It's there.
そこにあります。
There's one there.
あそこです。
It's over there. Drill 7. If the place you are looking for is on a corner, the word
角
corner will be in the answer. For example, one possible answer is
その角です。
It's on that corner. Listen.
その角です。その角です。
Or the answer might be
その角にあります。
There's one on that corner. Listen.
その角にあります。その角にあります。
If the corner is farther away, the answer will be
あの角です。
It's on that corner over there. Listen.
あの角です。あの角です。
Or
にあります。
Might be used. Listen.
あの角にあります。あの角にあります。
You have just asked someone about the location of a telephone. As you hear the answers, give the English equivalents.
その角にあります。
There's one on that corner.
あの角です。
It's on that corner over there.
あの角にあります。
There's one on that corner over there.
その角です。
It's on that corner. If the place you are looking for is on the next corner, the answer will be either
次の角です。
It's on the next corner, or
次の角にあります。
There's one on the next corner. Listen.
次の角です。次の角です。次の角にあります。次の角にあります。
Now ask where the subway station is. You will then hear the correct Japanese.
地下鉄の駅どこですか?
Next you will hear some answers. During the pauses, give the English equivalents.
次の角です。
It's on the next corner.
あの角にあります。
There's one on that corner over there. Drill 8. The person you ask may answer using the words for left, right, front, or rear. These four words are usually followed by the words
の方.
To the right is
右の方.
Listen.
右の方. 右の方.
To the left is
左の方.
Listen.
左の方.左の方。
Toward the front, or in front of, is
前の方。
Listen.
前の方。前の方。
Toward the rear, or behind, is
後ろの方。
Listen.
後ろの方。後ろの方。
An answer containing any of these phrases would begin with the word
その
or
あの
and would end with either
です
or
にあります。
For example,
その右の方です。
Which means, is to the right of that. Listen.
その右の方です。その右の方です。
Another answer might be
あの後ろの方にあります。
Which means there's one behind that over there. Listen.
あの後ろの方にあります。あの後ろの方にあります。
Now ask where there is a telephone. You will now hear the correct Japanese.
電話どこにありますか?
Next you will hear some answers. During the pause after each answer, give the English equivalent.
その前の方です。
It's in front of that.
あの左の方にあります。
There's one to the left of that over there.
その右の方にあります。
There's one to the right of that.
あの前の方です。
It's in front of that over there.
あの後ろの方です。
It's behind that over there.
その右の方にあります。
There's one to the right of that.
あの左の方です。
It's to the left of that over there.
その後ろの方にあります。
There's one behind that.
あの右の方です。
It's to the right of that over there.
あの前の方にあります。
There's one in front of that over there. Drill 9. Often we try to tell someone where something is by referring to a landmark. You will probably have this experience when you ask a Japanese for directions. If you were going to use a landmark as reference point, you would probably say, "See that hotel over there?" Then you would go on to tell where something was in relation to the hotel by saying something like, "It's to the right of that," or "It's behind that," or "It's on the next corner after that," or "It's in that vicinity." The Japanese equivalent of "see that hotel over there" is
あそこにホテルありますね。
Listen.
あそこにホテルありますね。あそこにホテルありますね。
Of course, other words can replace
ホテル
in that question.
デパート
For instance, for "see that department store over there," you would hear
あそこにデパートありますね。
Listen.
あそこにデパートありますね。あそこにデパートありますね。
Or the word could be gas station.
ガソリンスタンド。
And the sentence would be
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。
Listen.
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。
Often the point of reference will be some building. The word for building is
建物。
Listen.
建物。建物。
See that building over there? Is
あそこに建物ありますね。
Listen.
あそこに建物ありますね。あそこに建物ありますね。
Now you will hear several Japanese sentences which follow this pattern. During the pause after each one, give the English equivalent.
あそこにレストランありますね。
See that restaurant over there?
あそこに建物ありますね。
See that building over there?
あそこにホテルありますね。
See that hotel over there?
あそこに地下鉄の駅ありますね。
See that subway station over there?
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。
See that gas station over there? Drill 10. After pointing out a landmark, someone might say, "It's in that vicinity." The word for vicinity is
近く。
Listen.
近く。近く。
That vicinity is
その近く。
Listen.
その近く。その近く。
And the complete sentence is
その近くです。
It's in that vicinity. You could also hear
その近くにあります。
There's one in that vicinity. Listen.
その近くです。その近くです。その近くにあります。その近くにあります。
Now listen to a complete answer.
あそこに建物ありますね。あの近くにあります。
Drill 11. Another direction given in relation to a landmark could be, "It's on the next corner after that." You already know.
次の角にあります。
It's on the next corner. Either
その
or
あの
can be added to this sentence. For example,
その次の角です
means it's on the next corner past that. Listen.
そこに建物ありますね。その次の角です。
Drill 12. With some directions such as it's behind that and it's to the right of that over there, the Japanese will often just point in a general direction of the that. To avoid confusion, though, he may name the point of reference first.
そこにレストランありますね。その左の方です。
You have just asked where something is. After hearing each answer, give the English equivalent.
そこにホテルありますね。その右の方にあります。
See that hotel there? There's one to the right of that.
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。あの前の方にあります。
See that gas station over there? There's one in front of that over there.
あそこにデパートありますね。あの近くにあります。
See that department store over there? There's one in that vicinity over there.
そこに地下鉄の駅ありますね。その次の角です。
See that subway station there? It's at the next corner after that.
あそこにレストランありますね。あそこにあります。
See that restaurant over there? There's one over there.
あそこに建物ありますね。あの後ろの方です。
See that building over there? It's behind that over there.
そこに電話ありますね。その左の方にあります。
See that telephone there? It's to the left of that. Drill 13.
ありません
means there isn't one. Listen.
ありません。ありません。
If you are asking about a gas station, and there isn't one in the vicinity, you'll get the answer,
この近くにありません。
There isn't one in this vicinity. Listen.
この近くにありません。この近くにありません。
Drill 14. When you ask someone a question, he frequently needs a little time to think about the answer, so he thinks out aloud. For example, you want to find a telephone. So you ask,
電話どこにありますか?
The Japanese may say, which means, well, let's see. And then he will go on to give you the answer. For example,
この近くにありません。
There isn't one in this vicinity. Or he might say,
電話ですか?
Meaning, a telephone? Well, let's see. Some examples of thinking out loud follow. As you hear them, follow them in your book.
すいません。ガソリンスタンドどこにありますか?
この近くにありません。
すみません。スカイラークレストランどこですか?
スカイラークですか?次の角です。
Drill 15. Perhaps the person answering your question wants to say that a place is that way or over that way.He would say,
そちらです。
Or,
あちらです。
Listen.
そちらです。そちらです。あちらです。あちらです。
In this case,
にあります。
can be used instead of
です。
Listen.
そちらにあります。そちらにあります。あちらにあります。あちらにあります。
Drill 16. After your question has been answered, remember to nod your head and say,
どうも。
Thank you. Listen and repeat.
どうも。どうも。
Drill 17. You may need police or medical assistance in an emergency. In this exercise, you will learn how to ask someone to call for the police and for an ambulance. Please call is
呼んでください。
Listen and repeat.
呼んでください。呼んでください。
The word for police is
警察。
Listen and repeat.
警察。警察。
For please call the police, you say
警察呼んでください。
Listen and repeat.
警察呼んでください。警察呼んでください。
The word for ambulance is
救急車。
Listen and repeat.
救急車。救急車。
For please call an ambulance, you say
救急車呼んでください。
Listen and repeat.
救急車呼んでください。救急車呼んでください。
Now let's practice these two sentences. What do you say if you want someone to call the police? Don't forget to say, excuse me.
すみません。警察呼んでください。
And if you want someone to call an ambulance, what do you say?
すみません。救急車呼んでください。
This is the end of part 4, fluency drills. Part 5, dialogues. In this part, you will hear entire dialogues involving two persons. Once you have heard several dialogues, you will be asked to participate in the conversation by playing a particular role. First, just listen. Dialogue 1.
すみません。トイレどこですか?
そこです。
どうも。
Dialogue 2.
すみません。ガソリンスタンドどこにありますか?
あそこです。
どうも。
Dialogue 3.
すみません。地下鉄の駅どちらですか?
そちらです。
どうも。
Dialogue 4.
すみません。電話どこにありますか?
あそこにあります。
どうも。
Dialogue 5.
すみません。大丸デパートどこですか?
ここまっすぐです。
どうも。
Dialogue 6.
すみません。三能ホテルどこですか?
三能ホテルですか?あちらです。
どうも。
Dialogue 7.
すみません。トイレどこにありますか?
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。あそこにあります。
どうも。
Dialogue 8.
すみません。ホテルどこにありますか?
この近くにありません。
どうも。
Dialogue 9.
すみません。スカイラークレストランどこですか?
あそこに地下鉄の駅ありますね。あの後ろの方です。
どうも。
Dialogue 10.
すみません。トイレどちらですか?
そこに電話ありますね。その前の方です。
どうも。
Dialogue 11.
すみません。電話どこにありますか?
電話ですか?この近くにありません。あちらにあります。
どうも。
Dialogue 12.
すみません。地下鉄の駅どこですか?
そこに建物ありますね。その次の角です。
どうも。
Dialogue 13.
すみません。電話どこにありますか?
あそこにガソリンスタンドありますね。あの前の方です。
どうも。
Dialogue 14.
すみません。スカイラークレストランどちらですか?
あそこにホテルありますね。あの右の方にあります。
どうも。
Dialogue 15. From this point on, you play the American in each dialogue. When you hear the beep, ask for directions using the Japanese equivalent of the English on the right side of the page. You will then hear the correct Japanese. Next, you will hear the Japanese reply to your question. After the beep, translate the Japanese directions into English. The correct translation will then be given on the tape. Finally, you say,
どうも.
Let's try it once.
すいません。電話どこにありますか?
Now the Japanese reply.
そこにトイレありますね。その左の方にあります。
Listen again.
そこにトイレありますね。その左の方にあります。
Now you translate. See that toilet there? There's one to the left of that. Now tell the Japanese thank you.
どうも。
Dialogue 16.This time you should have said,
すいません。ガソリンスタンドどちらですか?
Now listen to the answer.
そこにデパートありますね。その次の角にあります。
See that department store there? There's one on the next corner after that.
どうも。
This is the end of side 2.